Okay, good afternoon, everyone. First, I'd like to thank the API Caucus for accepting our abstract. We are very pleased and honored to be here. As you can see, I have a new last name. I've joined the Park clan. moved my maiden name to my middle name. So now it's just Ta Park, and then hopefully I'll get tenure promoted next year, and then I can just be Park. So I'd like to thank my co-authors, Drs. Puihan Chow, who is at the East Hawaii Community Mental Health Center, Hawaii Department of Health, and on the Big Island on Hilo, and Dr. Keawe Kahalukula. He is the chair, the recent new chair of the Department of Native Hawaiian Health at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Today we're going to be talking about Native Hawaiian women's experience with and viewpoints of depression and associated help-seeking behaviors. We do not have any relationships to disclose. As a brief background, I'm sure many of you might have some knowledge of Native Hawaiians. Native Hawaiians are actually the largest Polynesian group in the United States, comprising 43% of all Polynesians, and this is data from the recent U.S. Census. And in the U.S., there's about 500,000 Native Hawaiians in total. In Hawaii alone, there are 276,000 Native Hawaiians. Previous studies that have documented poor social and health, physical health and mental health outcomes among Native Hawaiians, and in particular looking at association between acculturation or how acculturation is associated with poor health outcomes, including depression. We do know overall that Asians and Pacific Islanders are less likely to use outpatient services compared to other ethnicities. However, there are some limitations with large data sets, as we all know, given how Asians and Pacific Islanders are usually aggregated into one group. And despite the knowledge that we have about poor health outcomes among Native Hawaiians, we don't really have very much knowledge regarding help seeking among Native Hawaiian women, despite literature also demonstrating, suggesting that Native Hawaiian women have higher rates of depression compared to Native Hawaiian men and other, as well as other racial ethnic groups in Hawaii. And so we wanted to look at and gain some insight on Native Hawaiian women's experience with and viewpoints of depression help and associated help-seeking behaviors. And how we did that was we had collected some data. We did a mixed method study. We had a demographic questionnaire as well as utilized the CESD, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with that instrument. It's a 20-item instrument. And a score of 16 or greater indicates that you're probably have depression or have some at least a large proportion of depressive symptoms. As well as we collected health services questionnaire, we conducted a health services questionnaire asking about health services utilization, in particular different types of mental health services, including professional, self-help, as well as seeking care from or help from spiritual and religious leaders and folk healers. I should mention that this is actually the second part or the second paper / presentation for this study. The first one has already been published in where we looked at the conceptualization of depression and the relationship with cultural identity among Native Hawaiian women, and the reference for that is at the end of the slides. But for this particular study, the semi-structured interview questions that are pertinent to the study ask the questions about, have you ever felt sad or depressed lately? What would you like to do about it, and what have you done about it? I inadvertently left that part out of the slide. And if the participant expressed that she did not feel sad or depressed, she was also asked, what would you do if you felt sad or depressed? And would you go get some help for it? And we, in terms of analysis, we used content analysis using in vivo, and we also did some quantitative analysis using SPSS. So in terms of our sample characteristics, I should actually mention, we recruited 30 participants. 10 of the participants we have categorized as university sample, 20 of our participants as community sample. And the 10 university participants who were in the university sample came from the University of Hawaii in Hilo and the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And then the 20 participants came, community participants, were recruited from a urban Native Hawaiian homestead or homeland program. So they, in that way, they reside in a community where everyone is Native Hawaiian. Okay. So for the sample characteristics, the mean age was 31 years old and range of 18 to 66. Marital status, 23% were married, 2/3 are single, never married. The remaining divorced, separated, or widowed. Half living with a spouse or partner. About 3/4 are employed full or part-time. And 10% have less than high school education, 63% high school GED, and the rest some college or more. And you can see here that 63% self-rent or own. And I should mention that for the Native Hawaiian Homestead Program or Homeland Program, it's an economic self-sufficiency program for Native Hawaiians, and where you have a 99-year lease and you pay $1 a year in order to live in that homestead. Okay, and you can see that majority of the participants make less money on an annual basis. So in terms of the quantitative portion, as I mentioned, we administer the CESD. Total CESD scores range from 0 to 45, and 26.7% of the women were positive for depression. However, upon further analysis, we discovered that all the participants who scored 16 or greater on the CESD actually came from the community sample. So in other words, they live in the homestead, homeland community. And then what we found that to be really interesting was that when we asked them during the interviews whether they were depressed or sad, we found that actually the proportion of those who reported that they were sad or depressed was actually higher than what was captured from the CESD. And so for the university sample, it was 60% compared to 0% from the CESD, and the community sample 65% compared to 40% in the community sample. So that was really eye-opening for us, and we're wondering what was going on. Okay, and as we all are aware, when someone says and are willing to even disclose that they're sad or depressed, that is a big deal. So even though that may not be captured in terms of a quantitative instrument, it's still meaningful to know and recognize when someone says they're sad or depressed, and to address the needs of that population. So here's a table with, I know it might be difficult to see, within a woman, and this is the health services questionnaire asking women about utilization of mental health services by type of provider, as well as the level of satisfaction. And so you can see it varies here, and you can see again, we've asked about mental health providers, general health providers, spiritual religious advisors, and folk healers. And obviously there are some who utilize both professional care as well as spiritual religious advisor. But the next slide will provide, I think, more meaningful insight of what that data means. So with the quantitative, again, the health services questionnaire, about 2 out of every 5 women reported ever receiving professional mental health care. And women who receive care from their spiritual religious advisor or folk healer reported higher levels of satisfaction, as categorized by very satisfied or satisfied, so 80 to 100%, versus those who receive professional care, 60 to 86%. And so that is really enlightening again. And we did, and I don't have a table because then the numbers would be even smaller, but we did look at satisfaction of care by those who are depressed according to the CSD versus not depressed. And what we found in terms of the patterns was that those who were depressed according to the CSD reported lower satisfaction of care for professional services. I didn't put this up again because the numbers would be smaller, and we realized that it's a small n. However, that is a theme that I thought was really surprising for us. And then you can see with the qualitative interviews, compared to the quantitative, less women reported they were actually using services, even though 2 out of 5 women in a health services questionnaire said they were using services. So on the one hand, more women were reporting they were sad or depressed in the qualitative interviews versus the CESD, or the quantitative instrument or questionnaire. On the other hand, less women reported they received help during the interviews compared to the actual quantitative instrument or health services questionnaire. So these weren't matching. So that's important for us to actually try to compare those and understand what's going on. So just the next several slides, I wanted to share some of the themes that we found in the qualitative findings. And for the questions asked about feelings of sadness or depression, you can see the various themes here, which we'll get into. For family relations, for some women, sadness or depression is caused by conflicts within the family unit. A participant here said the relationship of the mom and dad, because they're not happy together, they live in the same house, but they don't interact with each other. Life experiences was important. Someone reported feeling sadness when they think about their life experiences. This person, a woman, said that she doesn't know why she's sad, but it's probably because things have happened in her life. Family stress and obligations may contribute to sadness, or does contribute to sadness or depression. This participant said, I'm completely overwhelmed. I am helping my grandmother who just came out of the hospital. She just amputated the majority of her left foot, so having to care for her. I have a 4-month-old child who I have to care for 24/7. I am assisting, and I'm pretty much a single mother with maintaining, helping, bringing up siblings. Okay. And this is for those who were in the university sample. We found that there was the theme of a disappointment in oneself when one does not do as well as they think they should be doing in academics. And many women actually reported that they had a fear of being alone, and they reported that they were lonely. And so that is, those are reasons or factors that may contribute to their sadness or depression. One participant said, a lot of my kupunas, which means elders, are passing away due to age. Knowing that there is a possibility of me being alone, then my mother got sick, the wall caved and created more heart. It was hard for her to breathe, etc. And you can see here someone lost her husband, and she feels alone, and she also realized that no matter all the love you can give your children stuff, that they still have to have a life, and so she feels empty in that way. And then this is for the qualitative news. 36.7% of the women reported that they had no feelings of sadness or depression, and 35% were in the community, 40% in the university. Okay. Helps, and this is the themes. There are themes that come that we saw from help seeking among women who did and did not report sadness or depression. These are actually themes that were similar across the board for those who were sad, reported that they were sad or depressed. So those women said, yes, people should get help from professionals. Many women said people should get help from professionals. And I think people realize that that's what someone maybe should do, but for one reason or another, many of women are not doing that themselves. And we don't, it's unclear whether, to what degree that's due to stigma, due to lack of culturally appropriate services, due to, other barriers such as transportation and so forth. And of course, seeking help from your family or social network, religious and spiritual. And some women said, you can't do anything about it, that's life. And you kind of have to, for lack of a better word, suck it up. And that's just how things are. And some women said they don't know what people should do and what they should do. So summary, 27% of women were sad or depressed as measured by the CSD. But all, again, were in the community sample. So that makes it 40% of the community sample. More women reported sadness and depression during the interviews versus what we found from the CSD. Less women reported receiving help for sadness and depression during the interviews versus what was found in the health services questionnaire. And higher levels of satisfaction report for those who received help from spiritual religious advice or folk healer versus professional services. Okay. Some strengths, we had a diverse sample from Oahu and Hawaii. And those two are the largest, have the most populated islands, or are the most populated islands in Hawaii, the state of Hawaii. And we also trained community members to be interviewers. This was something, a conscious decision and effort on our part to train the interviewers from the community, from the Native Hawaiian homestead community. And I should mention too that for those of you who are interested in doing things like that where you involve the community, certainly what we did was we had quality checks and would listen to the first couple of interviews and then continue to train them and to ensure that the interviews were, or the women were asking the questions and having the follow-up questions and all that stuff. And we also involved the community in terms of the, not just implementation, but the interpretation of study findings. What do these mean? And it's important to really ask those who live there to provide some meaningful insight and interpretation to the study. Limitations, certainly our quantitative sample was small, but that wasn't our purpose to get that, to be able to make statistically valid findings. But the intent was to investigate concepts through the voices of Native Hawaiian women. Study implications, previous study, which was the study I mentioned earlier, the first part where we found that cultural trauma was associated with depression, and so the indigenous social status was linked to depression, and the also the prevalence of depression in the homestead homeland community was really high, even compared to previous studies that looked at depression among Native Hawaiians. It was 2 to 3 times higher than what was previously documented. And one should look at the context of Native Hawaiians living in homestead homeland community. While we should be careful in terms of our judgment or evaluation or interpretation of what it means to live in Native Hawaiian homeland. We're not at all trying to inject the or suggest that one should not live in a homeland community. Rather, one should provide and care for and more services and address the needs and the well-being of the population. In future research should explore reasons for the mental health services underutilization and ways to improve satisfaction in mental health services. What's going on here? Why are more women reporting that they're not as satisfied with their professional care? And also encouraging Native researchers to conduct research in the mainland as well for Native Hawaiians. 45% of all Native Hawaiians live on the mainland as well, and we're having conversations and dialogues right now on how to pursue or what we should do in terms of next steps. And we always encourage community collaborative research. And the study was supported from the University of Hawaii Manoa Office of Public Health Studies, as well as San Jose State University Department of Health Science. And we would like to thank the Hawaiian homestead community and all the study participants for their time and participation.